This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. officials say China's been launching icebreakers and civilian research stations in Iceland and Norway as precursors for a fleet of nuclear-armed submarines in the Arctic region. The Pentagon says in its annual report on China that the military there has been growing rapidly as part of its goal of becoming a near-Arctic state. Chinese ground, naval, air, and missile forces increasingly able to project power and contest U.S. military superiority, it says. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is still in power despite several days of violence, the U.S. continuing to support the opposition leader Juan Guaido, and President Trump says of it all,
20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it, and now they don't have food and they don't have water and people are dying from hunger.
That from a Fox News interview, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. As you open those windows to let the fresh air in, it'll also cause dust to stir in the air, a lot of which will land on your walls. If you haven't done so in a while, or ever, take some time to clean your walls. You'll be amazed at the amount of dirt you'll find. This can be a simple yet time-consuming task for a DIYer, or you can contact a cleaning pro to get the job done. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's our biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. And don't miss our neighborhood barbecue fest this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy great grilling demos and expert advice. Only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
The government's April jobs report just released, showing 263,000 jobs created last month. That's when economists were expecting 190,000 jobs, so it beat expectations. The unemployment rate goes from 3.8% down to 3.6%, a new 50-year low. President Trump makes a prediction about who he will be running against in 2020. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I'd be very happy if it were Biden.
President Trump talking 2020 in a wide-ranging exclusive interview with Fox News.
Happy why?
Sleepy Joe. I think he did a bad job. I'd be running against
Obama. Do you think he's beatable?
I just don't think he'd be a very good candidate. I mean, we'll see what happens. I hope. You know, I wish him well. Mm-hmm. I'd like him to get it. I'd be happy. I'd be happy with Bernie. I personally think it's those two.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
An execution in Georgia overnight. The Georgia man convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and another woman put to death as Scotty Morrow was executed for the two murders and before he died expressed regret for the 1994 killings, apologizing to the families of the two women. He also shot another woman in that attack, although she survived. He ended up being killed overnight by lethal injection. The editorial page editor of the New York Times is recusing himself from all coverage of the 2020 presidential election. That after his brother entered the race. James Bennett's the brother of Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, who is yet another Democrat who announced candidacy yesterday. Senator Bennett, the 21st Democrat candidate in the race. His brother James Bennett at the Times says he will let his two deputies make all op-ed decisions on 2020 coverage for as long as his brother remains in the race. And the actor behind the original Chewbacca in Star Wars has passed away. Peter Mayhew was a hospital orderly when he tried out for that role of the Wookiee. His 7'3" frame helped him land that job pretty quickly. He returned to his job as a hospital orderly until the release of Return of the Jedi, when he was able to make a living as a fan favorite on the convention circuit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
I always like it when you're ready, you know, because this is what this is all about, is to keep you ready, willing, and able, even capable for that matter. And Dr. Paul Kengor joins us now to this end as professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Hey, Dr. Paul, how are you?
Hey, good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be talking to you. Maybe you can bring some sanity to the insanity of what we saw the other day in the Senate hearing, and that all those attacks on, of course, Donald Trump. I guess we're kind of used to it, but you know, to hear this coming from senators of the United States, elected officials that should know better, that should honor a certain level of dignity and civility. I mean, they're unhinged, are they not?
Yeah, they really are. And I don't know if you caught this, but a friend just sent me this morning. It's a House committee hearing. And it's with Jerry Nadler and Stephen Cohen, who's the chair of the committee. And they are swearing in three different people, and they're not swearing them in according to God.
Right.
They swear them in according to their beliefs. Have you seen that?
Yeah, this has come up earlier. It was brought to our attention, and we reported on it, and not surprised here. I mean, they continue to do this because, hey, look, God is truth, and it's clear the Democrat. I hate to put it this way, Paul. I struggle with this because, but you have to call things out for what they are, and we're on dangerous ground here.
Yeah, we really are, and the Democratic Party has really gone in this direction. Remember, which convention was it? I think it was the Obama convention of 2012 when they took a vote on whether or not to include God in the platform, and three times ironically, right? The crowd said no. It was very clear they said no.
Right.
Very, very clear.
The mayor of LA was trying to orchestrate all that. I remember.
Yeah, that's right. And they said something like, well, the yeses have it, and everyone went boo, because they knew that they didn't.
Right.
And you know, that kind of flat out explicit denial of God, and that's now you know, the Democratic Party used to be the party of you know, God, guns, and labor, farmers, steel workers, and my Democrat friends, including some in where I am in Western Pennsylvania, they left.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what's going on, Paul. Is that the party is leaving them? They're not necessarily leaving the party, and you've got people that are wondering. And this is why, you know, they couldn't wait for Joe Biden. Joe Biden is their Obi-Wan Kenobi. They're hoping that Joe Biden's going to bring the party back to the center. I think there's so much inertia going hard left. I think he's going to be hard-pressed to make this happen.
Oh, that's right. No, it's like Saturn, right? They're mm. eating their own children. And,
exactly.
And it's eventually going to get to that point where, you know, in the name of tolerance, diversity, identity politics, and, you know, all these different words that they trot out there, they're not going to allow somebody like Joe Biden mm. in there. And it's going to get to the point too where from a religious point of view, where if you're a strong, devout, faithful, religious person, and I'm not talking only about Christians, but Orthodox Jews as well,
right.
you're not going to have a home in the Democratic Party. Yeah. It's just simply that's going to be the party of radical secularism and moral relativism, and which is going to include assaults on religious liberty. Now they're still going to have some religious left social justice types. They always do. But you're already seeing that now. Well, I mean, you know,
yeah, but they're not going to have much of a voice, Paul, and that's your point. And,
right.
I saw this happen the other night, and I was really kind of shocked, because up until then, I've kind of reserved judgment for Marie Harf. But Marie Harf said something that I think was quite telling and is relevant to what you're saying here right now, that I think is so important and underlies everything that is driving the Democratic Party. And that is that there are a few number of elites that are driving the agenda, and they got both fists wrapped around the agenda, and they're driving this thing, and they're dragging the people along with it. They don't care about sentiment. They don't care about polling. They don't care about their constituency. They have determined this is where they're going, and like it or not, you better get on the bus or you're going to get left behind. And you see a lot of Democrats just left on the road, left behind.
Yeah, it's a hard left push. And look, let me give you one statistical example on a hot button cultural issue. When Roe v. Wade was decided, that would have been, 46 years ago, 1973, there was a probably perfectly even split among pro-life Democrats and pro-choice Democrats. And in fact, even in the House and the Senate, there were probably more pro-life Democrats than there were pro-choice. Even Ted Kennedy. Mm-hmm. was pro-life at that point. And with Republicans, it was evenly split, too. I mean, you had the old Rockefeller Republicans. In my state of Pennsylvania, we had Arlen Specter and John Hines, you know, mm-hmm. two pro-choice Republicans, right?
Right.
Now, today in the Congress, you can count on one hand, Bill, the number of pro-life Democrats in the House.
Yeah.
I mean, there might not even be five. There used to be 200.
Right, exactly.
Right? And you're seeing this now too with where they are when it comes to religion as well.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the breakdown of how people vote every 4 years. I mean, you'll still have numbers like, okay, this number of professed Christians voted this way and that way. But when you look at like church attendance,
mm-hmm.
Regular churchgoers, mass goers with Catholics,
right.
And frequency of church attendance, those people are voting Republican like 70, 75, 80%.
Exactly.
And it's going to get more and more like that. Listen to me, Democrats. When you push people out of your party who are religious and get to the point where they might not like Donald Trump, but they figure they've got nowhere else to go because they can't stay in a party that's going to assault their values and tell them things like they can't even take their kids for counseling if their kids have a confusion about whether or not they're a boy or a girl.
Exactly, exactly. And it goes on and on, Paul, as you say. I mean, this is a party that put in their platform that they support abortion. And now here they are cheering and applauding the sale of baby parts, even post-abortion murder, infanticide. This is the Democratic Party of the 21st century. This is not JFK's Democratic Party anymore. Far from
it. That's right. This is not your grandfather's Democratic Party. It isn't Harry Truman's. It isn't JFK's. And I mean, you know, they have positions today, especially on cultural issues, right? Maybe less so economics, but on cultural issues that would make somebody like an FDR or even Woodrow Wilson would probably light his hair on fire if he saw what his party was advocating today.
And of course, if he heard one of the members saying things like, America was founded on the history of Native American genocide on the backs of black slaves, this is not going to be the country
of white people. This comes from a representative elected by the people, not across the country, but elected by her representatives. And she is there and continues to spout stuff like this to reduce any kind of significance or appreciation for any kind of exceptional history of America. We've got Dr. Paul Kengor with us. The conversation will continue. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in limits. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way life is fresh and independent. Okay, admittedly, a little bit ornery, but hey, look, it's like my mother said. She loved me regardless, bless her heart. Hey, good to have you with us. We continue our conversation with Dr. Paul Kengor, the professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, we've talked about your book, about being duped, and which I love, and I think that right now America is being duped on this whole Mueller probe, Russian collusion. I mean, there are some clear things that we know from the Mueller report, even though he may have taken some exception, which is kind of interesting because it wasn't that Bill Barr didn't give him an opportunity to respond. He says, hey, here's the summary I'm sending out. Are you okay with this? Do you want to participate in this? No, 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 I don't want to. Then it goes out and the media picks up on it. And he takes exception to the media's conclusion of the report and the summary that Bill Barr gave him, which was clear. And that is there was no collusion. And if anything, it opened up further questions as to the genesis of this whole Russian collusion deal, which I think is probably part and partial to what the Obama administration and the Democrats are concerned about, because there is something, I think, deeper and more evil than we're willing to get our brains around over this whole situation of what they did in, you know, as some have called it, an attempted coup of the President of the United States.
Well, I was surprised when the Mueller report came up with really nothing at all. I remember telling people, I said, look, I mean, you spend 2 years on this and look at all these emails and phone calls and do interviews. I mean, there are so many different ways to state things. Like remember Flynn, Bill?
Yes, right.
And it was learned that he had perhaps some communication with certain Russians during the 2016 period. And I remember looking at that thinking, boy, I feel bad for the guy. I mean, it almost sounds like he just responded to an email from somebody, right?
Well, but wouldn't you do that anyway? I mean, you're on the transition team. You've got this transition that's taking place. Wouldn't you naturally reach out to get your ducks in a row? Because what people fail to realize here is we have and this is why it's so important for us to have a smooth transition of government. I mean, you've got a limited amount of time. What do you have, 45 days, 60 days maybe, to transfer authority and get all this set up?
Yeah, and you don't even, it's almost like with your taxes, right? You don't even know if you're in violation of the law sometimes, right? And you say, okay, oh yeah, thank you for this email. All right, we'll follow up. Thank you. I'll let you know. And then you find out, this is in violation of federal code, whatever. And you could just see the Democrats going bananas with something like
exactly.
That. And even then, so for Mueller to have not found anything that could have been at least interpreted in some way as possibly incriminating, I was surprised.
Yes.
I thought, yeah, they're going to be able to put together. I mean, look what they did with Nixon, right? The missing seconds in a tape, right?
Yeah. And 18 minutes, gone.
That's right. So, I mean, you can really make a mountain out of a molehill. And so for Mueller to basically clear Trump, and then you think, oh, mercifully, it's over. Wow, this is great. And then you find out, no, it's only just begun.
Not over till the Democrats say it's over. And
right.
Which means it will never be over. They're holding on to this like a dog on a bone, and you're going, hey, there's no meat left. All the marrow is sucked out of it. You know, what else do you want? And, that's their bone, this is all about impeachment. But even more than that, it's letting the people know you better not mess around with the Democratic Party and the deep state because they are in control here. And they're being exposed, but it's up to the people to decide. Okay, what do you want to do? Are you prepared to really take this to its final conclusion in terms of the genesis of this? Because the tentacles of the genesis of this whole coup and this Russian collusion and everything like that goes through the Oval Office. We're talking Barack Obama, because that's the thing. I talk to my Democratic friends and I go, you're blaming Trump for all this. Trump wasn't even president. Do you remember who was president when all this happened? And all of a sudden you get dead silence and you get that, deer in the headlights kind of look.
Well, and I mean, speaking of coup, right? There's actual real news out there in the world right now, like Venezuela.
Exactly.
And I think this could backfire, Bill, even on the Democrats. I mean, I know they think that they're feeding their hard left base with this, and they are, but those people are going to vote for him anyway. Yeah, a lot of people are really just sick by the politics of it. And look, you know, politics is politics. It's supposed to be political, but I don't ever remember a time when it was this political. Mm-hmm. I mean, you turn on CNN and it's nothing but politics. There's no news there, right? I mean, cable news network. It should be CPN, right? You know, cable politics network.
Right.
It's all they do, and they treat Donald Trump like a natural disaster, like a hurricane, right? 24/7 breaking news, and then you find out that breaking news isn't really breaking news. It's again something political about something with Mueller or whatever, and they get a panel of three or four snarky liberals rolling their eyes. You know, what would Trump do it now? But it's not even news. So I think a lot of people, I think it's going to generate some sympathy for Donald Trump, especially when the Mueller clearance came in a few weeks ago. I know a lot of people who said, "Wow, I'm surprised. You know, I feel kind of bad that I thought that Trump would definitely have done something wrong here."
Right.
I don't know.
Are you going to tell me that I get, what is it, 10, 12 items that the Mueller team kind of threw to Congress, like as if, okay, here's some, you know, more bones for you to chew on? I mean, didn't come to conclusions. And, you know, as Bill Barr said, and other prosecutors, you know, again, made it clear, the job is not for them, you know, to do what it is that Congress or at least the Democratic Party would want them to do. It's like, look, at report on the facts. And you've got full authority, you've got a grand jury, you can indict, you can do all this stuff that you've done. And, you know, going back to what you said earlier about Mike Flynn and, you know, I think even the way they treated Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Jerome Corsi, trying to back him into a corner and, you know, get him to lie about something, George Papadopoulos, who's been on with us as well, in telling his story. I mean, for an everyday citizen to want to be involved with our government, the Democrats and these power-hungry lever pullers in our government of the deep state are doing everything they can to dissuade and take away a key principle of our Constitution, Paul, and that is this is a government of, for, and by we the people, which commands our involvement. And so whether or not, I mean, this is to me is an extension of what Barack Obama did in weaponizing the IRS against Tea Party and conservative groups. Which I believe there was at least six voting cycles that were compromised as a result of it. And you know, Paul, they don't care. They want to go and chase windmills after Russia, you know, that supposedly spent $150,000 in social media. And you know, and I know, and anybody in marketing understands $150,000 in social media is nothing. I mean, it's zip. There's no way, you know, that you could change anybody's vote or influence anybody's vote with $150,000 worth of social media.
Well, and they're chasing Bill Barr now too.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of disgraceful how now they're going after him. And you're right too. On the weaponizing of the IRS. In fact, I think we even talked about this the last time I was on. And I brought it up at that time. You and I both. I mean, we can all let people forget about what happened under Obama. I know so many conservative friends and colleagues who were indeed investigated by the IRS for the first time in their lives, right? Organizations.
And Bill Barr called him out in the hearing, did he not?
Yes. That's right.
This is all very dangerous stuff that's happening to your America, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll tell you, it's worth the fight. Our founding fathers, this is what they fought for. They gave up their treasure, their reputation, their very lives. And, of course, we've got a long history of patriots who have given up their very lives for the free government that we have today. But we must fight on. Dr. Paul Kengor has been with us. Paul, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
All right, Bill. Take care.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, healthcare, A lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. officials say China's been launching icebreakers and civilian research stations in Iceland and Norway as precursors for a fleet of nuclear-armed submarines in the Arctic region. The Pentagon says in its annual report on China that the military there has been growing rapidly as part of its goal of becoming a near-Arctic state. Chinese ground, naval, air, and missile forces increasingly able to project power and contest U.S. military superiority, it says. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro still in power despite several days of violence, the U.S. continuing to support the opposition leader Juan Guaido, and President Trump says of it all,
20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it, and now they don't have food and they don't have water and people are dying from hunger.
That from a Fox News interview, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back, Radio America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, joins us because he's got all the answers when it comes to your money, right?
I do, indeed. Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. Hey, economy continues to look good. You know, this is creating some headwinds for all the aspiring Democrats because, you know, as James Carville made it clear back in the days, it's all about the economy, stupid, is it not?
Well, that's right. And a 3.2% growth rate in the first quarter, which much more than people expected. They were expecting maybe 2.5%. Mm-hmm. So that was very, very strong. The employment market continues to be strong. All the numbers we've seen continue. In fact, it's the opposite of the problem is we have too few employees.
Yes, right.
We have a shortage of workers, not a shortage of jobs right now.
Right.
And as more baby boomers retire all the time, which is now about 7 million jobs that are available they can't find people for, I think that's going to grow to 10 million because people keep retiring and people are not either able or willing to do the jobs that the people retiring have been doing. So that's not the worst problem to have, although employers do complain a lot that they can't find people to fill these jobs.
Exactly. Well, and of course, with people retiring and looking to Social Security, and we've been hearing, you know, the issues, you know, the latest reports suggesting that, you know, we could be bankrupt here in, what, I don't know, 10, 15 years with Social Security?
Well, Social Security, Medicare sooner, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, Medicare is a payroll tax.
Right.
And so, you know, there's more people collecting all the time as 10,000 people a day turn 65 and start collecting on Medicare, and fewer people, you know, paying into it in various ways. So Social Security about like 2030 runs into trouble, but Medicare is going to run into trouble far sooner than that, and the costs are just soaring for people. And I hear a lot of people who have medical debt and
right.
beyond what Medicare or private insurance is willing to pay or able. I mean, the deductibles are much higher these days. The co-payments, the insurance companies are finding all kinds of ways not to cover things. They'll say it's experimental or something like that.
Right.
So it's a big, about half of bankruptcies, Bill, are because of medical debt these
right.
days.
Well, we've got to shore up this problem with health care. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, of course, the Democrats are offering, Medicare for all. And now we go, you know, we go from bad to worse. We've already experimented and, tooled around with a national health care system. And this is why we're in the mess we're in today.
Yeah. Well, the numbers are just staggering. I mean, it would be trillions to actually do Medicare for all. I mean, as we said, Medicare right now, with 65 plus, is already in financial difficulty. You add everybody, it would just sink the whole country. It'd just be completely financially unstable. It's been interesting because all this talk, Bernie Sanders has got a lot of momentum on this whole thing, has been hurting the healthcare stocks quite significantly. The drug companies, the insurance companies, the hospital companies, their stocks have been down since the beginning of the year, when most stocks have been up a lot because of fear of what Medicare for All would be about. So
exactly.
It's having an impact right now.
Well, it behooves them to get involved in the solution, does it not?
Well, they will. They would.
One way or another, right, exactly. Right.
But I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just saying in the meantime, people are having medical debts, no matter what these political debates about. I just wanted to say that people who have that situation, where they've got a lot of medical debt, there are alternatives to help them. There are these so-called healthcare advocacy organizations that will help them battle back and settle those debts for whatever, 10, 15, 20 cents on the dollar. My favorite place is called Healthcare Advocates.
Mm-hmm.
Their website, healthcareadvocates.com. And they've been doing this for about 30 years, where they, first of all, they kind of analyze the healthcare bill in great detail and say you would charge double for this and charge $87 for an aspirin and all kinds of ridiculous things, and get those bills down to a more reasonable level, and then negotiate with the CFOs and hospitals and doctor groups to get those bills down to a more reasonable level, because a lot of people are overwhelmed with the amount of medical debt, and they speak their own language. You have no idea what's going on in those.
Well, it's real simple. I mean, you're ripping us off. I mean, charging us $10,000 for an aspirin. Come on. I mean, and people have been scrubbing, you know, these healthcare invoices for a long time, as you said, and healthcare advocates have been doing this for 30 years, so they know the language. They know where the landmines are. But,
right.
you know, this is the disgusting thing about the whole, you know, healthcare industry that has not really helped the cause. And, you know, we've got to be unified in being able to deliver world-class healthcare that is commensurate with the with American freedoms. And I believe it can be done, but we got to get it out of the political arena.
Yeah, well, it's going further into the political arena. I mean, private health care.
Yeah, because these guys think they have the answer. They're, you know, as Ronald Reagan said, you know, you're the problem. You're not the solution. You know, get out of the way. Let the doctors. Let's get people, you know, together. Let's make sure this is fair. You and I have discussed this, you know, before regarding prescriptions. You get the middleman there. You get certain
right.
benefits that you know, the middleman is picking up and putting in their pocket instead of passing it on to the consumer.
That's very controversial. especially the so-called prescription benefit managers.
Exactly. Well, the gravy train has got to come to an end here.
Yeah.
And we've got
an area President Trump is actually agreeing with the Democrats on is getting drug prices down. Right. I think it can be done. I must say I'm a little bit concerned that if they do it too much, if they have, in effect, drug price controls, that it really will hurt innovation, because you do need profits to reinvest and, you know, create the research and development that makes these drugs possible. There's a lot of drugs where they never come out. They're never approved. And
right.
It's almost like the Hollywood system. You know, there's a few mega hits and a lot of small films that never really make money. The same is true with drugs. A lot of drugs never make it past the FDA.
Mm-hmm.
But they could. And so in order to get that innovation, you need the incentives and the financial wherewithal to make those kind of advances.
Well, the problem is when you have the bureaucrats making those decisions, it seems to murk up the waters. And
yeah.
As opposed to, you know, making it a business decision. This is why I like President Trump being there, because he's a businessman. So, okay, you know, we handle solutions. We don't have to worry about, oh, okay, if we're going to do, you know, make some sort of compromise here, we got to protect some one-eyed beetle out in Utah.
Well, you see, I mean, around the world, they do have restrictions on drug prices,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have any innovation in France and Britain and Canada and all those other places. You know, okay, people get lower drug prices, but the only place that's producing new innovations of significance is the United States,
right.
because we don't cap drug prices right now. So there's got to be some balance between getting prices down to more reasonable levels and allowing the profits that are the generation of the mother's milk, I guess you might say, of
right.
innovation.
Well, and this
you
is
can't
only,
cut that off.
Yeah, and this is only one part of it. I mean, you know, let's go back. George W. Bush went to Congress and said, hey, look, we got to look at tort reform. Is for
right.
part of the problem that we have in dealing with health care. Oh my God, they all but tarred and feathered him.
All
the attorneys
like
there.
All.
No. You're
but
not going to
this
take
is what
me.
Happens is lobbyists right. on every side are going to defend their specific interests to the death. Mm-hmm. Tort lawyers would. In this case, it would be drug companies, health insurance companies. That's why it's so difficult to make these changes. I mean, one major change was made in the tax law, which is dropping the individual mandate. So now you don't get penalized if you don't have health insurance. Now, financially, you're putting yourself at risk, but that mandate being dropped is certainly something that was popular.
Well, there's some other organizations that are offering, you know, we've talked with Josh Umber, Dr. Umber, mm-hmm. on many occasions. He has Atlas MD, and I highly recommend that you check it out. They're probably in about 1,000 facilities across the country, not in every state, but they've got a great program. I mean, for like, in some cases, $50 a month, you can go see the doctor as much as you want. This
right.
is for everyday health care. This isn't catastrophic, certainly.
Right.
But for everyday health care. I mean, there are some answers there, but you've got to keep looking, and right now we've got to promote and get alongside, you know, come alongside those you know organizations, those institutions that are serving, you know, the you know, better health care
and innovation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, another example would be telemedicine, where you
mm-hmm.
can call
yes.
in 24 hours. In many cases, you don't need a doctor. A nurse is enough to kind of get you through the situation.
Right.
But even there, you can get a doctor. That's a very efficient way for a lot of people to get health care if they don't have something that they need, you know, seen in an emergency room.
Well, we got to leave it there. As always, the conversation will continue with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Where can they go for more information, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time, and always glad to help them, Bill.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLife.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Golf Outing is on Sunday, May the 19th. You can help even if you can't play by sponsoring a memorial sign for a vet. Their name will be transferred to the Wall of Honor on Songs and Stories. Here is your Songs and Stories Tip of the Day. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sign up for a sign so that all of us can remember your veteran. We must remember those who served us. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
As much fun as they'll let us, you know. Hey, look at, what did you think about that, jobs report? Wow, outstanding, huh? Much more to be thankful for and to celebrate. The economy added higher than expected, 263,000 jobs in April. This according to the Labor Department, blowing past expectations. The unemployment rate also dropped 0.2 percentage points to 3.6%, a new record low for the recovery following the 2008 recession. With us right now is John Fuller. John is the co-host of Focus on the Family's daily broadcast with President Jim Daly, and it's always good to be talking to John, and we've got some exciting news and anticipation of what's going to be coming up there live from New York. John Fuller, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. I'm actually traveling today to New York. I got delayed a little bit in getting out, but I am looking forward to the event so much.
Grateful
for all the support.
I got to tell you, John, we've been all in from day one. You know that. I'm so grateful for what you're doing on behalf of the unborn. We have to face up to what we have been party to, and that is the genocide of 61 million babies. And technology has pulled back the curtain and revealed the truth to us in such a way that it's undeniable.
And I'm so grateful that Focus on the Family has had the courage. And this has not been something that the doors have been wide open for you. I mean, the resistance is there, and it continues, because I know when we initially talked with Paul Batura, for example, yeah, you know, the idea was that on the big screens there at Times Square, right where you see the crystal ball drop every New Year's Day, I could envision on those big screens a live sonogram, the truth of a pregnancy right there in front of God and everybody on in Manhattan. But the prevailing forces have denied that.
Well, the idea was so simple in terms of responding in a winsome way to what happened in the New York legislature. And then, of course, followed up shortly after that by the governor of Virginia. And exactly. we were just kind of dumbfounded by all that. I mean, for good men and women to stand up and say, it's really nice that we can kill babies anytime we want.
Right.
That was just crazy. And so the idea of putting a 4D sonogram up there on the big screens in New York Times Square was just so easily grabbed onto by us and by so many around us because,
right.
You know, there are tens of thousands who gather to bring in the new year. Why don't we do the same thing to look at the baby in the womb mm-hmm. so that it's not a blob of tissue to the common passerby or even the legislators of New York. It's not a blob. It's a baby. Look at that. There are
exactly.
Nose, eyes, fingers, toes. It's got all it needs except your protection. And so you know, the idea of being winsome about this, not in your face in a bad way, but kind of in your face in a good way, who's going to look at that picture and say, yeah, well, still, we get to make a choice.
Right.
It's absurd, and I think the images will win the day, and for the billboard companies, the Jumbotron owners, to deny Focus access is so double standard. It's such a double standard and so hypocritical.
Well, this is their chance.
I'm sure you've been following that, and
right.
People have read Jim Daly's blog on that. I mean,
it's
kind of crazy that it's too political to show something that couples see every day in their doctor's office as they're expecting a baby.
Right. And we know, John, the fact of the matter is over 70% of the women that bear witness to the sonogram who had any kind of inclination of going in for abortion, this changes hearts and minds. And
it does. It's the picture of the picture is worth a thousand words.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just have to say we have I have a family member, not immediate family, extended family member, 17 and pregnant. And you know what? I don't need this baby. I don't need this. I'm
right.
getting an abortion. And, her daddy and mom said, let's just go get a sonogram. So they did. They went to a pregnancy center, those frontline groups on behalf of life. They happened to have a 3D ultrasound that Focus had provided, which we're so glad for that. But this 17-year-old girl who saw her life in front of her, and this pregnancy is a terrible interruption to any plans she had, as soon as she saw the pictures, she changed her mind.
Right, exactly.
So, She now she's got, she's about 26 weeks, I think. Now she's got a name. She talks about the, she pats her belly. She recognizes this is beautiful. I want to keep that baby.
Exactly.
Now I'm not sure if she's equipped to actually parent the baby. Her parents are praying wisdom for that, but she saw the pictures and chose life. This is a family member of mine. This is not theoretical. This is personal for me.
Exactly. Well, and the fact of the matter is that, what you're sharing with us is happening around the country, around the world. There are family members involved with this. This is why it is so important for people to reconcile the truth here. I mean, we can deal with the issue of the pregnancy. If we didn't deal with it before, you know, now is the time to deal with it, to help this young 17-year-old girl know that options are still there. And the option of aborting that child is, you know, there's other options that need to be considered than, you know, an easy thing, because what she may not understand, and which I have more clarity than ever on this,
is particularly with women, and I believe that this emotion is starting to catch up with some of the guys. I mean, I was interviewing a director of the movie Roe v. Wade, which is coming out later on this year, and we're at NRB in Anaheim a couple months ago, and he tells me, he goes, you know, because I said, you know, I related to him, I said, every time I talk to a woman who's had an abortion, they will tell me in the course of the conversation, Bill, my child would have been 7 today, or my child would have been 13. I mean, look at this is one of those, this is part and parcel of the big lie that's been perpetrated on our women and telling them that it's just a mass of tissue, it's inconsequential. If that's the case, why are you still mourning this child 13 years later, whatever? And this director told me, he said, my child would have been 23. And the pain, I mean, you can see, and I've likened it to the anticipation of the woman's cry of Rachel that we read about in the Bible, but it's going to be a male version that will happen around the world where the men, and this is starting to happen. I get reports of men, you know, their hearts are realizing, oh my God, what have I done? What have I participated in? I have killed my child, with grandparents responding. You mean to tell me, Mike, I had three other grandchildren that are not part of the family? What, you know, the hearts are breaking. I mean, this is the reality. You know, get it out of the politics and the emotions of everything. I mean, this is real life. And I feel in a sense what Focus and you know, what you and Jim are doing there along with others of us that are so committed to this cause. I kind of feel like a little bit like Moses and Aaron, throwing ourselves between a holy and awesome God that never asked us to do this. And we're just saying, God, please forgive us. I mean, we have got to bring reality and reconcile the truth with a false narrative that has been thrust upon the hearts and minds of the American people, the world for this matter, that says that life is inconsequential. It's just a mass of tissue that can be, you know, cast aside.
Yeah, Psalm 139 tells us he ordains our days before any of them even occur. And I love the Creator's design in the womb, knitting us together. And every life matters, every life. And we've got to, if we are going to carry the mantle of being pro-life, we've got to make sure that we're reaching out with compassion to those women who have had abortions. You described that. You know, I've got a friend whose daughter was pregnant, and they took her to see the sonogram, and she still refused. Mm-hmm. And she's in depression. She's having suicidal thoughts. I'm not saying every woman has this, but here's a young woman who thought a pregnancy is an interruption.
Right.
You've got to surround her and give her care and love and remind her that it's not an easy decision to make an abortion, and it will have lifelong consequences for you and quite possibly for the dad, too.
Yeah.
But we are here for you. We're caring for you. We're supportive of you. We're not judging you.
Exactly.
God loves you, and he loves that baby.
Amen. And, John, I'm glad you brought that up, because in a conversation I had with a priest in Florida where I'm based out of, I said, you have to realize that a third of the people that are in the pews every Sunday at every Mass, and for Christian pastors that are there for every service, at least a third have been involved in abortion. This really commands us to be, as you say, sympathetic to the cause. There's not judgment here. I mean, these women have been crying in silence over the years over this abortion and the reality of this, and this is crushing for them. And you can only imagine when they wake up in the middle of the night in tears, crying out for the child that is no more.
Well, I know that God is a loving and kind God. He is just. And there are consequences to our decisions, but he's not a God of retribution when it comes to this one.
Right.
He's not going to bring sadness and pain to your life because of what you did. That's just a natural part of having an abortion. But he does offer grace and forgiveness.
Right.
That's part of the reason that we're doing this, is we really do want people to see it's a baby, but we want to reflect God's heart in this. We're not going to be demonstrating. If there are protesters in Times Square tomorrow, we are ready to say, you know what, we differ here, but can we just Can we just look at the image?
Yes.
Start there. Can you help us understand how you deny that that's a human life?
Right.
And can we give that life more protection than puppy dogs?
Exactly.
And, you know.
And you know what, John? This is the way you looked before you were born. John, we got to leave it right there. God bless you. Thank you so much. All the best. Okay, you got it.
Bill, thank you.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look. They have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code, MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon.